All right, start getting ready to get in our seats. Hey, would you guys be willing to move up to the front? Let's get the front. Come on, man. It's a rock concert. Let's get people to move up into the front row and just kind of move. If you could move forward one row, that'd be great. You don't have to be bashful. Jordan doesn't bite very hard. If you would be so kind as to move forward from the seat that you were in, let's get everything moved up to the front. Sometimes you get that really weird feeling like nobody's listening to you. I don't know. It's just, you know, maybe it's just me. Could you get that beautiful woman there next to you to move up to the front row? Well, that's my wife. All right, guys, it is a pleasure and an honor to introduce to you an amazing music artist that I first met at a Freedom Fest in Moscow, Idaho. Not Moscow. That's where I actually met Matt Shea for the first time and Jordan Page for the first time. Yeah, you too. That's where it all started. What a journey it's been since then. Oh, was that 4 or 5 years ago? Yeah, I think you're right. 2011, because that's when we started Radio Free Redoubt. So Jordan has, of course, his classic Liberty, but he's got a new one out now. If you guys haven't seen it back there, get it. I'm getting mine tonight. And so anyway, if you don't like loud music, you can move to the back. Hopefully you brought your earplugs with you. If you like loud music, you're going to enjoy this show. Jordan Page, my friend, fellow patriot.
Thank you, my friends, very much. John Jacob. This show would not have happened without John Jacob Schmidt. Can we give him a big round of applause? He's been my friend for a number of years now, and I'm just honored that he agreed to help me put this together and to MC it. And he's done an amazing job, and he works tirelessly for the cause of freedom, as do all of us. And I just want to thank you for all that you do, brother, and God bless you. Thank you for your help, big time. So I want to also thank my patriot pastor, Pastor Barry Bird from Marvel. He and his wife Ann came into my life 2 years ago and just revolutionized it. And every time he preaches, he kicks my ass, and it's great. And I need that. And he and Ann are godparents to our youngest son Thomas, who I know many of you have been praying for over the last year. He had some pretty serious health situation, and what I'm happy to report, he's a happy 1 year old running around raising heck. So thank you all so much. And I want to thank also my good friend, Washington State Representative Matt Shea. That's how I refer to him every time we talk. Whenever he calls me, I'm like, well, hello, Washington State Representative Matt Shea. I love Matt. I had the pleasure of coming up to Washington to support Matt when we first met. He was a fan of mine, and I quickly became a fan of his. And I remember when I first heard him speak, I said, this is the next Ron Paul. This is the guy right here. I had a vision of him actually speaking in front of 100,000 people when I first saw him speak, because I was sitting behind him. He was introducing me, and I had a vision of him speaking in front of a massive audience. And we've been good friends ever since. And I want to send a very, very special thank you to our guest of honor tonight, Mrs. Jeanette Fennicombe, who was gracious enough, yes, who was gracious enough to come basically on a moment's notice. I told her we were doing the show, and I just hinted, we'd love to have you. And she says, well, let me see if I could get a flight. And my God, she did. She's here. And it's just such an honor to have you. And there's a lot of love for you in this room. I hope you feel it. Song. There's been a lot of talk of the next generation tonight, and that we're fighting for liberty now so that our children don't have to. And I wrote this song for my children in 2010. I had the realization that what I do could result in my demise or imprisonment or God knows what. And I had these two little boys. Now we have six children now. We only had two then, and they were Johnny and Andrew were only maybe 2.5 and one, I think. And I was on an airplane, and I started thinking about them, and you know, how are they going to figure it out if I'm not there to show them, if I'm not there, because they're so little. And so I wrote them a letter. And a few months after I wrote them this letter, it just said, "Sons, as I write you this letter, I'm on my way to do this and that, and this is what I believe, and this is what I want you to do if I'm gone." And it became this song. It just kind of evolved into it. This is called The Message of Freedom.
Sons, as I write you this letter of days past and days yet to come, and the message of freedom. The message of freedom. I stand at the edge of the pages of history, and lessons unlearned. It feels like these pages are remaining unturned, but boys, it's no mystery. Children, I'm sorry to leave you this world in a state of disaster. It was given to me in a similar state, and I woke up so late in the game. Now it's spiraling faster. This freedom's the answer. What's the question? Resist the advances of force and aggression, and leave to your children the promise of something more. As God is my witness, I'll be a slave no more. Boys, listen close, for our souls may depend actions we take and the causes we choose to defend. So treat every man as a friend and live your own lives in their divine processions, and transform this world with your selfless expressions, and reach out your hands in time you'll understand. Be gone, and you'll have to remember these words, and be strong as you cling to each other, your family, your faith, and your father's song. You've known this all along. Of something more. As God is my witness, I'll be a slave no more. Oh, the message of freedom endured every tyrant or second-rate despot the world's ever known. And for one simple reason, the people have kept it alive. And with no end in sight to the level of violence, the men in high places will sink for to silence. The will of the people in you, it must survive. Cause freedom's the answer. What's the question? Resist the advances of force and aggression, and leave to your children the promise of something more. As God is my witness, I'll be a slave no more. From our necks to our feet, forbid this, Lord, I know not what is left. Just give me liberty, oh, give me death.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Just want to set the tone. That's where I'm coming from. Now, where I came from was a home where we didn't really talk about politics much, but any politics that were talked were of the Democratic side. And I didn't know any better. I didn't know anything. And I didn't really know anything until I was about 26 years old. I was playing music professionally and engaged to a lovely lady that's become my wife and given me 6 beautiful babies. But at the time, we were just starting out. And I would hear people having these conversations about foreign policy and the economy, and I'm like, I don't want to know anything about all that. And I had no investment in my own future. I had no investment in my freedom. And I was lazy. I'm up here admitting to you, hi, my name is Jordan Page, and I was lazy at one time. And I had an experience. Most of you who know me know that I'm a lifelong Christian, but I've had some very powerful experiences that have given me undeniable proof that what's what is. And I had an experience on December the 1st of 2006, so it's just 10 years recently. I was asleep and I was having a dream, and I woke up from this dream and I just kind of stumbled into my office and I got on the computer and just started typing half asleep. My eyes aren't even all the way open. My fingers are just moving like this, flying. And you kind of come out of that haze, and it's kind of like coming up out of the water, and all of a sudden I'm awake, and there's this piece of prose written on the screen, and I printed it out and I read it, and it scared me. It actually did. I didn't understand it. I don't know where this is coming from. What are you trying to say? You know, what is this? And I got the courage to play it. It became a song, and I had the courage to play it about 3 weeks later at this big show I did in Annapolis, Maryland. I had about 400 people in this theater called the Ram's Head, and it was I was very scared, but I felt like I had to put it out there. I had to see what would happen. And instead of throwing tomatoes and lettuce, which is what I thought was going to happen, the entire crowd stood up in thunderous applause, so loud that it made my ears crackle. And I realized these people understand what this song is about. They get it. But I don't. Okay, I get it now. You want me to go and learn and figure this out and care. This is the message you have for the people. So I need to go and know my song before I start singing, as Bob Dylan said. And so I did. I dove headfirst into the deep end of the pool of information, as many of you, I'm sure, have spent time there. And I never came back out. And many songs have followed this one, but this was the start. This was the song that changed my life forever. And I'll never go back. This is called The Pendulum. Thank you.
between fact and fiction. Been wrestling with demons in small bottled prisons. Been talking to sinners that claim to be Christian. Been shouting at leaders who claim to be listening. And a pendulum swings from the left to the right. Its momentum increases the need for the fight. Like a moment of blindness in a lifetime of sight. And I am caught somewhere in the middle. I saw a president blind to the needs of his people. Saw a camel that passed through the eye of a needle. Saw a group of old men whose money was evil. Saw a cross breaking free from the cage of a steeple. Saw beggars and cripples dying in squalor. A son whose sins had exceeded his father. Saw a nation of sleepers whose dreams were forgotten. And a bushel of apples from a tree that was rotten. And a pendulum swings from the left to the right. Its momentum increases the need for the fight. Like a blindfold when it's time to walk toward the light. Whose fork tongue was twisted. He told us of dangers that never existed. Heard voices that claimed to be morally righteous. Whose lies in the sea were all dark and contagious. Heard talk of a country that valued its freedom. But when I protested, I was arrested and beaten. The weight and the height. But if nobody's listening, is anyone alright? And I can't seem to find the key to the riddle. I met a young woman with a baby inside her. I looked, but there wasn't a safe place to hide her. I met an old man with a face like a mirror. He showed me his sadness so I could see clearer. I met an arrogant leader who robs us and cheats us. He pretends that his orders come directly from Jesus. When he sends out our children to strange foreign soil to kill for the right to monopolize oil. I'm raising my voice against the house of derision that murders our freedom with short-sighted vision. I'll sing a new song about civilization and the palace of wisdom and the death of a nation. I'll lift up the veil that's hiding the holy and remind all the people that change happens slowly. I'll scream out a name to the echoes of heaven and pray that the world don't end up where it's heading. And a pendulum swings from the left to the right. As momentum decreases, the end is in sight. But there's a lunatic handling our future tonight. And I am not somewhere in the middle. Somewhere.
Thank you. Hallelujah. If it wasn't for that song, I wouldn't know any of you fine people. For that, I am grateful. Some of the most wonderful people I've ever met, I've met through this movement. And I wouldn't change a thing. I wouldn't trade it for anything. I actually had the opportunity to trade it in at one point, and I chose not to, and I'm glad that I did. I'm glad I stayed on the path that God had for me. Because who knows what kind of wreckage my life would be if I'd gone down that road. So after I dove into that information pool... Oh, by the way, how's the sound? Is it okay? Can you hear the words? Okay. So after I dove into the deep end of the information pool, and y'all know what I'm talking about... The internet. Now, I read a lot of books, and I listened to a lot of speeches, and really did a lot of research. I didn't even find out about Ron Paul, I think, till 2 years after that. I didn't know there was a liberty movement. I thought I was going to have to start one, and that was fine by me. I didn't realize, you know, I did my first event with Ron Paul in July of 08. It was his last event, and it was my first event. 15,000 people showed up on the National Mall. Screaming his name. I said, oh, okay, this is a lot bigger than I had any idea. This is awesome. So I knew I had my work cut out for me. But this was the song I wrote right after I wrote Pendulum. It kind of wrote itself. It's called Listen.
I believe in peace, but I won't be taken.
So, my name is Jordan Page, and I'm an open carry artist. I know y'all love your guns up here. So I got a song for you. This is called Arm Yourselves.
Friends, we gather round together, holding tight our faith and guns. But in this room, I feel something greater than ourselves. Now listen, everyone, and arm yourselves, for the hammer's crashing down. Arm yourselves, all ye citizens. Arm yourselves with the ghost of a risen sun, and lay your armor on. There's no time left, the day has come. Some men say they won't be taken from my cold dead hands, my dear. Some men live as slaves to their ignorance, but now the truth's becoming clear. To arm yourselves, for the hammer's crashing down. Arm yourselves, all ye citizens. Arm yourselves to the teeth and prepare your eyes for blood. I do believe the passive man won't live to grieve. There are birds of prey in the skies with murder in their eyes. Far below our armies crash as choirs sing hallelujah. Multiplies in the street like symphonies the pain. Can you hear the violins play as children sing hallelujah? Arm yourselves, little lambs, for the calling is at hand, and the wolves have come to dinner. I can hear them at my door. They say, come celebrate, little slaves, before you dig your grave. Pick your poison, drink it slowly, but I say, or ye sovereign.
You guys okay? Does anybody need a hug? Oh, my goodness. That song. I go somewhere else on that song. Let's change gears. I've been melting your faces for about 20 minutes, so let's change gears. So, I try to always be cognizant of the fact that humility is one of the greatest virtues, and any time in my life where I've gotten too big for my britches, God has pulled the rug out from under my feet and made me fall on my butt, and which I appreciate, and he's consistently sent me messages, bro, this isn't about you. You forgot that, you know, but it's not about you. And I'm like, oh, what kind of about me? No, it's not about you at all. So, which I'm very grateful for. And so anytime that he has used another person to communicate a message to me, I know when it's happening. Anybody else ever had that experience? You know God's talking to you through this person, and they don't even know that they're being a mouthpiece for the Lord, but they're doing it. And I had this experience in April of 2010, I was doing a college tour on the East Coast, and I did a show at Drexel University in Philadelphia. And I had been asked to come by Young Americans for Liberty. They're a libertarian college organization. And they brought me out, and I did a show in the theater there, and there's this man sitting up against, or standing up against the wall the entire time. He never sat down. There's a seat right there. He never sat down. He stood the whole show, like an hour and a half show. Just kind of with his arms crossed. He had the tweed jacket with the elbow patches, and I'm like, this guy's got to be, he's got to be a professor. I mean, that's just like, you know, stereotypical professor outfit. And he's, I can feel he's judging me. I can feel it. He's, you know, he's listening very intently, and he's nodding his head or shaking his head, but he's listening, which I appreciate. And I actually got a lot of energy from him to work with on stage. But when the show was over and I was all packed up and about to leave, he appeared again. He wasn't there when I was shaking everybody's hand, but he shows up, the last person out. And he shakes my hand and he says, you know, my name's so-and-so, and I'm a professor here of political science, and my students asked me to come to hear your show. And he says, I have to admit, I was really impressed, because it's not every day you hear artists marrying music and politics anymore. They're afraid to do it most of the time. It just doesn't happen. And he says, you know, it's great to hear you doing it, but you're not there yet. You know, I'm shaking his hand as he says this to me. He's like, you're not there yet. Like, whoa. And I grabbed his hand. I wouldn't let him go. And I said, you're going to have to explain that. And he says, well, don't take it that way. He's like, what I meant to say is that you just haven't figured out the secret. And I'm like, well, what's the secret? I want to know what the secret is. And he says, you're not asking any questions. You didn't ask one question the whole show. Not one song had a question in it. All you're doing is pointing fingers at the problems. You're not asking the people the questions. That's how you convert folks. You ask them the right question, and then they will answer it in their own time, in their own heart. And it won't be because, it won't be about you. It'll be about them. It'll be their truth. But that's how it happens. You can't force people. You can't hammer, you can hammer over the head all you want, but a lot of people will reject it if you're hammering them over the head. But if you ask them the right question, it'll change everything. He says, think about all the protest songs that you love. I'm sure they're full of questions. And the first one I thought of in that moment was Blown in the Wind. How many rows does a man walk down before you call him a man? That song's nothing but questions, and it's like the greatest protest song of all time. And I realized that this was a God moment, and I hugged him. I wanted to slap him at first, but I hugged him instead. I put my arms around him and I thanked him. I said, thank you for calling me out. I needed that. And I went home from that tour and I sat down, and you know, my wife is like, we're on the couch watching TV, and I have my laptop on one leg, and her head is like on this leg. She's fast asleep, and I'm just thinking to myself, you know, what are my questions? What do I want to ask? And the first thing I typed on my computer was, why do we sit down when all should be standing? And no sooner had I written those words that the floodgates opened and blah, 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 and it was done in like 5 minutes. And this has certainly been my most widely spread song. And this was a God song for me. I have a lot of God songs that happened that I'm just giving them on a silver platter. Here's Pendulum. Take this. Share it. Here's Liberty. Share this. And this is Liberty.
standing? And why do we back down at the critical moment, like running away from the waves of the ocean? We head for the hills with the high tide approaching, as sand slips away from the castle. When it's time to stand upright, why do we falter, like placing our freedom on the sacrificial altar? We hold tight to our fears and defend our oppressors as we fight for their lies and become the transgressors. As pacifists transform to violent aggressors, stranger here, and I'm a long, long way from my home. And they say I can't change all the things I find strange, but what can one man do alone? They say, what can one man do alone? To stand up for freedom, could it be when you start to fear creating children who'll inherit the pain and the debt of this nation and be slaves to the banks that cause hyperinflation? Who are masters of commerce, lies, and bad legislation? Driven away by the sound of a bellowing thunder and choke on the blood of our dream going under. As there again and tear up our constitution, and from every direction we cry revolution. Together and without permission, soldiers for truth in the war of attrition. The love of our country as our ammunition. And I
Everybody doing okay? All right. So I used to play in bars for years and years. And, you know, playing covers for 4 hours. So I have a large repertoire of cover songs. I don't do covers anymore. I only do my own stuff. But every now and again, I'll pull one out of the cover closet that I feel is relevant to what's going on in the world. And this is a song I've been singing, God, since I was a little boy. I had this on a little 45 that my mom had from the 60s, and I used to play it on my little Fisher-Price record player. Remember the one with the orange turntable? You know what I'm saying? I had one of those when I was like 5 or 6, and I would just sit in my room. She had hundreds of 45s. And I remember hearing this song through a little Fisher-Price record player when I was a little kid. Hello, darkness, my old friend. Softly creeping, lived in scenes while I was sleeping, and the vision God was planted in my brain still remains within the sounds of silence. In restless dreams I wander of cobblestone, neath the halo of a street lamp, I turned my collar to the cold and damp, when my eyes were stabbed by the flash of a neon light. It split the night and touched the sounds of silence. And people, maybe more, people talking without speaking, people hearing without listening, people writing songs that voices never share, and no one dare disturb the sound. Silence, fools that are, you do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. But my words like silent raindrops fell. Flashed out its warning in the words that it was for me, and the sun said the words of the prophets are written on the subway walls and tenement halls, whispered in the sounds of silence. I never have set lists. I just don't believe in them. I don't do them. But tonight I did. And because I wanted to create a certain vibe and a certain atmosphere. And because even though this is the in observance of the 1 year anniversary of our friend Lavoie's assassination, it's still a joyous event because he brought all of us together You know, he brought all of us together and invigorated in our hearts that love for liberty and impressed upon us the urgency. You know, I'm thrilled that people are feeling positive and happy about the change in administration. I am too. I wasn't, but I am. I'm getting better with it now. And but please don't fool yourselves that this is the answer to all of our problems. You know, Jesus Christ is the answer to our problems. You and I are the answer to our problems. We can solve our own problems with his help. And granted, if it had gone the other way, I mean, we all know what our mission would be then. So let's just take this all this positive momentum and move forward. But let's not kid ourselves that the fight is over and that the work is done, because it's far from over. And the same people that controlled Obama are going to be pressuring Trump too and his administration. The same you know, invisible people that pull all the strings are still pulling the strings. They haven't given up. And this song is about them. I got a couple songs about them. Us and them. There is a definitive them. The ominous them. So this is called Underground.
Servants of the Most High, bring us
their song be sung by every tongue and free the troubled land. So remember those who vanish from the mountains to the sea, for their cries resound from the underground as they haunt your memory. Yeah, their cries resound from the underground with the people's enemy.
Thank you.